Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
In keeping with our theme from last week, where we were discussing issues pertaining to psychology, we're now joined by Linda Blockland, who's the chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Chad.
So, Doctor, our topic this morning is going to be a revelation for many, and I really look forward to hearing about it. What is the purpose of rejection therapy challenge?
Okay, yeah, it is a fascinating topic, and I think that, you know, the anxiety around rejection is something that most people experience at some time or another, and some people really struggle with it for most of their lives. So the idea with rejection therapy challenge is that it's a technique or a strategy to address or confront one's anxiety, especially around rejection. I think maybe it's important to understand the importance of why is rejection so significant in our lives, or the feeling of rejection. It's not even really mostly when it's anxiety based, it's not necessarily real rejection, but the sense of rejection. Because we as human beings are social creatures, so we have this very strong, almost instinctual pull to be accepted into the group. And if we feel that we're being rejected, obviously then that goes against that instinct. And with all anxieties, how one needs to overcome them involves a certain amount of being able to confront the anxiety and not avoid it. Because when you avoid the whatever's triggering the anxiety, you actually increase it. So the idea with the rejection therapy challenge is to confront that anxiety about being rejected.
So we're seeing a lot of this now. The rejection in our day would be on the school field, would be as we're growing up, as we're trying to find our unique identity. But it's a lot easier for a child to feel rejected now because they may not necessarily be excluded from a group that's popular at school, but they could get rejected from groups that are on social media. They could be spoken about maliciously of these different groups. And it's changed the whole dynamic. With us, we've reached a point in our lives where we accept the differences of others. But for those growing up, it's exceptionally difficult. How do we teach our youth to embrace their differences and understand that not everybody is going to be the same as them and necessarily like them or what they stand for?
Yeah, this is extremely painful for children and for young people. And it's not an easy thing to overcome, not by any means. And I think there, you know, the idea of the rejection challenge therapy is really more geared towards adults than children. So I don't know how, you know, some children might find it possible, but for many other children, it's probably something that needs more professional help. Parents can certainly come in, especially in the early days, and as a preventative strategy, to do exactly as what you were saying, you know, teaching them and helping them to understand that we're not all the same and not everybody's going to like us, and that's okay, and to rather focus on where they do belong, where they do feel they belong. I mean, it's extremely painful to be rejected from a group, especially on social media. There's some terrible bullying that can go on there. And I think that's different from, you know, the anxiety around other kinds of rejection. You know, when we're talking about bullying, I think we're moving into a different realm altogether.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for your insight this morning. We do appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to chat about the aspects regarding rejection.
Certainly. Thank you, Chad. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Dr. Linda Blockland is the chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum. And if you Google, if you are hurt by rejection, then take the rejection therapy challenge. You can read more about what we were chatting. It was an article that appeared first at theguardian.com. So Google, if you are hurt by rejection, then take the rejection therapy challenge.